A specially outfitted ship carried the 86-year-old Queen and her family along the River Thames at the head of a 1,000-boat parade. Rain and cold kept many people away, but tens of thousands came out anyway to cheer, underlining the Queen's popularity.
The monarchy's gone through a lot of ups and downs in its time, in her time on the throne. High peaks and then very low troughs. She's fulfilled her oath to her people.
The royal family is a symbol. It's something we adore. We admire her for what she is and what she has delivered for this nation.
Through thick and thin, the Queen has always been there and she's come through. And I just think it's marvellous that such an institution exists in this country.
Historian Miles Taylor of the University of London says the monarchy continues to be relevant.
I think there is still a place for monarchy. It is the most visible and familiar symbol of our national identity. Yes, there's the glamour, there's the glitz, there's the tradition, but the monarchy, by the early 20th century, was playing a hugely important role in the voluntary sector, in making all the charities, philanthropy, all a kind of civic-mindedness work in the country.
My lords and members of the House of Commons.
The Queen also maintains a political role, speaking for the government and advising prime ministers. She meets with foreign leaders from all corners of the globe.
Thank you so much for having us.
And she's the leader of the Commonwealth, the nation's once part of the British Empire. During Queen Elizabeth's 60-year reign, Britain has endured a variety of troubles, including terrorist attacks. When Princess Diana died in 1997, the Queen had some of her toughest days, enduring criticism for not sharing the depth of the nation's grief. But the Queen emerged with a status unparalleled in Britain and many other countries. And in recent years, she has allowed the spotlight to focus on the most popular members of her family. An 80-year-old British Army veteran who gave his name only as Tom is among relatively few people here who can remember a time when Elizabeth was not their Queen.
I was at Windsor when King George VI died. I attended his funeral down there, and then I had to go round the town, march round the town, the proclamation of the Queen, Princess Elizabeth, then becoming our Queen. And that sticks in my heart now. I think she's held this country together. The royal family, to me, they're irreplaceable. What else can we say, really, apart from,
God save the Queen.
I mean,
so Britons pause for 4 days to celebrate their Queen and their heritage. They put aside concerns about the economic downturn and foreign wars and crises, at least for a while. Al Pessin, VOA News, London.